Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Making the switch between coach and entrepreneur. This is such an important topic. And if you have the goal of more money, wealth, you have the goal of a bigger business, and you have the goal of actually making something out of your life, then it's an important switch, not to necessarily make right now, but in the future. Now, I've made this switch a long time ago, but I'm not going to lie, it was one that was gradual. And it was gradual because the goals that I had at the time were very specific to around coaching and my knowledge and my results. And that's brilliant. But if your goal has started to slightly shift from coaching and results, and you know you want to start making more money, you've got to start making some big switches. The big switch for me was the desire and the choice to be wealthy, period. And that is where you have to make the honest choice to you, whether or not you have it right now, but it's a choice to be wealthy. When I say to be wealthy, to go on the quest to increase your income. There's a lot of coaches say to me, it's not about the money. I have to tell you right now that if you want to make something bigger of your life and have a lot more, it has to be about the money. Do I agree with it just has to be absolute money? Absolutely not. My body is still important to me. My health is still important to me. My relationships are important to me. But here's the difference. The flip between coach and entrepreneur. I see coaches that are absolutely dedicated and committed to a wealth goal. They know what money they want to make. They know when they want to make it by. They also know what they want to do with their money to achieve passive income. Income that is either generating money for them now or income that will generate or investments that will generate the money in the future. Such an important topic. The switch between coach and entrepreneur is when you make the decision to be wealthy and be okay with using the word wealth. If you're at a place right now where you haven't acknowledged that and you're a little bit fearful of acknowledging that, then I would start to put some very clear milestones of what amount of money, by when, and what you're going to do with it. How it helps you with the goals around your coaching. Because every single time I'm talking to our coaches in our scale program who are earning 10, 20, 30, 40K plus per month, I ask them, what have you done this week that's equal to the financial goal that you have? And even though they're earning pretty decent money, the constant reinforcement of what's the money doing and where are we trying to get to, I'm watching for when the switch flicks. Let me just take you for a second to training. Somebody wants to improve their body. They turn up to the gym, they're giving you like 70, 75%. Know it, you feel it, and you're like, I just got to get that flip switch, the flip over. And then you push them and push them, they start to see their physique a little bit more, and then they go, it's game on. That's the flip that you need to make. Every single day has to be about money. Every single day has to be about the revenue that the business is generating relative to the goal. So that's one big flip. The second thing is coach to entrepreneur. Your life is not going to be in the gym. Now, what I mean by this is, I love my training. I have 1.5 hours, 5 days a week. I get in, I get it done, and I get out. When I see people and coaches in the gym, chatting and chatting, training, videos, coffee, food, 3 hours, no chance. In terms of your desire to be successful, you will find that the gym, whilst you will train and give everything you've got, will be an in and an out because the specifics of what you're trying to achieve with the business and the financial goals and the team goals and the marketing goals that you have don't allow you to waste time. So you will find yourself in the gym less, but more dedicated and committed. So to make that flip from coach, it has to be about not being in the gym as much. The third thing which you need to flip from coach to entrepreneur is letting go of coaching. That's not to say that you do not coach. I still mentor. I'm still on calls with clients. I'm still helping people, but I don't do anywhere near the amount that I did 5, 6 years ago.
I work with our highest level clients on a one-to-one basis. If you are still coaching 60 clients and 40% of those clients are not the clients that are particularly either paying you a lot more money or compliant, therefore you need the team. You need the team to be taking them. You need to be bringing it down, because entrepreneur will be focused on the business. Coach is spending 30, 40% of their week on clients. 10% of your week max, coaching. The next one, marketing, systems, and people over science, theory, and coaching. This is such an important one. I still love reading my books on functional medicine, longevity, but at certain times when I'm actually not focused on all the other aspects that I need to grow the business, I still love the science, the theory, but 80% of my week is always on the marketing, the systems, the people, the training, and I spend less of my time developing the science, theory, and coaching. Now, if you're developing your skills still, you'll need to have a proportion of your time still studying your craft. But if you want to build the entrepreneurial machine of the business, more of your time is going to have to be spent marketing, systems, and people. These are some of the flips that you need to make. I watch this all the time. Coaches that say, I want to make a lot more money. What percentage of your day is focused on money? Coaches that want to make a lot more money. What percentage of your day is in the gym wasting time apart from training? What percentage of your day is actually spent coaching? Oh, I do 4 days of check-ins. Not an entrepreneur, not a coach that's going to make a lot more money. Money-making tasks, operational tasks, marketing tasks, team training tasks, they're going to be aligned with you going to the moon. The final one is, I can spot the entrepreneur, the vision. The vision's big, big on impact. Helping a lot of people, serving a large number of people. If you're keeping it small, local people. I live in this town. I want to dominate this town. That's not the entrepreneur. Because the people in the local town don't match the bank balance that you're working towards. Don't match the investments that you're working towards. Don't match the impact that you actually want to make. To me, when I talk to the entrepreneur that's made the switch, they raise the bar of the impact, the numbers of people. The numbers of people correlate to the revenue that the business will make. The number of people correlate to the amount of results that you're going to make and the impact and the reputation that the business is going to have. If you don't have a vision of larger impact than where you are today and a vision that is greater than you, then it's still coaching mindset. Money, wealth, investing, spending less time in the gym, spending less time coaching clients, spending more time marketing systems and people and selling, and having and working towards a greater vision than today. When you start to put those things in place and you start to write your vision out and align each one of these with the importance of that vision coming true, then you start moving into the entrepreneurial space, and that's where things start to take off. I don't want you to watch this or listen to this today and think I'm trying to persuade you away from the coaching. You'll know when your values and levels of inspiration start to migrate a little away from coaching, it's ready to flip the entrepreneurial switch. And until you make the switch, you're going to find yourself battling, wanting that entrepreneurial world growth, but not doing the action to actually help you get there. So, trainer, entrepreneur switch, it's ready for you to flip. There's 5 points that I've shared with you. Put down which one you're actually going to apply now or delay. And I hope this has been of value to you. For now, make sure you click like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes or any other channel, please share it. Help more fitness professionals achieve fulfilling, successful, and happy careers. For now, take care.